All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It is Sunday, August 16th, 2020. Welcome to the Church of the Wheel. And our discussion today is all about hygiene of the soul. And so before we do anything, let's clear some sacred space, shall we? O Spirit of the East and of the South, the West and the North, Grandfather Sky and the Earth Mother, the sacredness of the seventh direction. I welcome you to our sacred circle, and come and be with us today, and grant us the ability for clarity of wisdom, the power to step forward, and the light to illuminate the pathway before us. Bring forth the healing waters that allow us to experience, while at the same time remain strong and healthy and grounded. The power of the North, that brings these teachings to life in the wisdom of our ancestors. And Grandfather Sky, for holding the sacred space and granting us the ability to be able to see the big picture from a distance and yet see the fine details. And the Earth Mother, upon whom we walk in beauty and we live in gratitude. And for the sacredness of the seventh direction that unites us from the heart, man to man to woman, woman to man, and all of life. We honor all of you, and we welcome you into our sacred circle. Oh, and so it is. And so, with all the things that have been going on in the world today, I've heard the voices of many of you talking about how you have been feeling and how you have been bringing on board the energy of the collective, of all of our relations. And that's very understandable, for we live in a world of rapid change, transition, uncertainty. There's fear that is out there. And yet we need to be able to be strong in our footsteps. And under these conditions, many of you, many of our dear ones, are highly empathetic. You're very sensitive to energy, and you become easily attached to the fears, the worries, the concerns of the world. And it's so important that just as we sanitize, as we wash our hands with hot water and soap, how we wear a mask when we're in public, how we avoid touching our noses and our mouths, so too do we need to maintain levels of hygiene for our soul. When our soul is cleansed, when our soul is well maintained, we find that we can release the burdens of others, that we do not carry superfluous energy, and that we walk in power and in beauty. We allow ourselves, like through Grandfather's Sky, to be able to have a detachment to the things that are going on around us. We can participate, and yet we can be unscathed. And all of this is part of our soul's hygiene. The hygiene takes place in many different ways. One of the most important aspects of our soul's hygiene, and the gateway that will open that doorway to it, is by finding a bit of quiet time for yourself. Now, I know that many of you are very, very busy with children, with parents, family, extended families, work obligations, and such. That all it takes is just a short matter of time, of a few 5 minutes, and some awareness throughout the course of your day. We're going to talk briefly here about within the Huna traditions of the Polynesian Islands. These are the psycho-spiritual practices of those beautiful people, and it's found most often today in the Hawaiian Islands. Within all of the teachings that we share, and I'm sure in the outside world you've heard many times, oh, cut cords, cut cords, cut cords. Well, the cords that folks are talking about, the Huna traditions, are known as aka, a.k.a. cords. And it is through the energetic cord. And this energetic cord is very similar to a pure electronic line, a wire, a current that flows between you and somebody or something and back again. And when a new cord is created, it is filled with golden light. It is filled with neutrality. It's filled with love. And over the course of time, it can become tarnished, just like anything. Get coated in dust, or it can go ahead and it can become coated with memory that is not of the highest caliber. And even then, it can still become somewhat murky. And so when we ask to cut those cords, what you'll want to do is make this a part of your daily practice and cut your cords often. When you cut cords, what you're going to do is you're going to envision knives, swords, scissors in both of your hands. And just cut as close as you can to your body. And do this from the front of your body. And do this on the sides, the left and the right, and behind you, and under your feet, and the top of your head. And when you do that, if you notice, when I do this, I will sometimes make a gesture of a circle going around clockwise, above my head, down. And what I am doing in here is that I am placing myself in a sphere of universal life force energy, of mana, as it would be known in the Huna traditions. You may know it as prana. But within here, I'm also generating symbolically my sacred space. And so I cut those cords and I do that. And then what happens is that the person, the place, the thing, whatever, the moment that that thought comes back into your awareness, immediately, a brand new Akka connection is created. And this one is, again, of gold. And so by cutting cords to an experience, that will go ahead and that severs the connection so that you are not absorbing the energy of a given room, of a gathering. For example, I cut cords before we gather here, the Church of the Wheel. I also cut all the cords immediately afterwards. I love you all. However, I don't need to be carrying all of your energy with me through the course of the day. And so this is one of the very first things that we can do. So for all of us that are gathered here on our call right now, just close your eyes and do three ha breaths. Remember, this is when you breathe through your nose to a count of four, focusing on your third eye chakra, and you then exhale to a count of eight, focusing on the solar plexus, your mouth open, making a prolonged or sustained sound, nice and slow, like the sound of waves touching a black lava beach. So go ahead and we'll do this three times. And again. And once again. Then with your eyes closed, envision, feel, sense, imagine the cutting of those cords right in front of your body, along the left and the right side, behind you, under your feet, and the top of your head. And then make that clockwise circle with your right hand and envision yourself inside of a protective sphere filled with universal life force energy. This beautiful energy presents itself in different manners for folks. In my practice, it appears as a pearlescent white with pink and blue swirls in it. And this wonderful energy, you may ingest it, you may rub it onto your body. If you rub it onto your body, do it in circular strokes, not long ones. Long strokes indicate that you're wiping it off, whereas a circular stroke will bring it into your body. And then once completed, breathe in deeply into the center of your heart and place your hands on your heart. This practice alone is very healthy in maintaining the hygiene of your soul. You can go ahead and open up your eyes and come on back. So how do you feel after that simple little exercise? Feel free, anybody want in?
Yeah, it feels actually extremely nice. I do this every night before I go to sleep. And I do it every morning. I envision myself in this whole bubble of healing light so that I'm protected and shielded. So that's a routine that I've done post I did my advance with you, Paul, and that's something that I follow every day, because especially I would do it more consciously on days when I feel too drained, because it's an instant boost of energy. And the most important thing is that it instantly shifts your awareness. So even if you feel that something is not right, the moment you do that, you know that, okay, that's getting discharged and that's getting cleansed. So you really, it also helps me go to sleep well, knowing that I've cleansed myself from all of it.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. So for example, Iris, you know, you're seeing people. And so you've gone in, you've seen a patient. And then as soon as you leave the room, you just quickly, boom, 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 cut. And then you have left the patient behind. And then you're able to face your new one, brand new. Samir, in your office environment where you've got all kinds of heavy duty stuff going on, you can be in a conference call and you can cut the cords and step back into your space and do your work unaffected by the people that are there. And Abby, as you're working with people, you can do the same and step away. Harmeet, when you're welcome, by the way, when you're working with the folks out
there. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and you're working with the people, you can cut those cords and the connections and things, you know. So for all of us, it's very important to be able to step back and do that. So this is one of the first layers of things that we can do, and it's very simple, very straightforward, takes no time at all, and it is very good. How many of you are very empathetic, where you pick up on energy immediately? If you walk into a room or you'll feel something, just give me a thumbs up, a show of hands or something. Okay. For empathetic people, be very mindful of your sodium intake. You actually need more salt than the average person. So if you find yourself craving salt, that is your soul speaking to you. For some of the folks here who have studied shamanism with Neelam and I, one of the things that I'll talk about when clearing a room, for example, of energy that may be inappropriate, you feel room is heavy, is to cast out salt. You'll hold salt in your hands and you can throw it onto the floor, or you can place it into a bowl or even put it into some water. And it, whatever the adverse energy, because there's really no good or bad energy in our practice, instead there's just inappropriate, that energy will go into the salt. And for empathetic people, what will happen is that that is not drawing the energy there, but instead it is expelling it outward, because you are the conduit of the energy. You are essentially that room. And so that salt will draw things away from you, because you can easily be carrying a lot of stuff.
So another, Paul, yes. I'm sorry. I could technically leave a very small bowl of salt water in my office.
Definitely, yes.
I see my patients before and after. So, yeah, the little light bulb just went on. So that might be a great idea next to my crystals to leave, or on the other side, to just leave a little bowl of salt water.
Right, most definitely. Okay. Another thing, too, is the use of crystals. If some of you like to work with stones and crystals, certain crystals are very good at keeping that excessive energy that you may absorb away. And whenever you want to work with a stone or a crystal, always ask its permission first. Don't just grab something and say, oh, I'm going to use this for this. But ask the stone its permission. And all you'll do is you'll just simply hold it in your hands. And you can say something along these lines. Sacred stone of the earth, I honor you and I thank you for being in my life. And I would like to use you to help me in discharging excessive energy that I may have picked up for the hygiene of my soul. May I use you for this. And then you go quietly within yourself and allow yourself to see, to feel, to hear, to sense. And you'll get a definite yes or you'll get a definite no. Examples of this would be, say you're holding it. Now the empathetic people are going to be very sensitive to this. They may suddenly get goosebumps. They may feel stone become warm very fast. That would be a strong yes. If the stone suddenly becomes like ice, that's a pretty good indicator. It's not too thrilled about the prospect of that job. And so it'll just dissipate. Boom. It may become heavy. It may become light. But you'll understand. You'll come to find out about that.
There's another practice ball that I use. Mm-hmm. Since I've started working from home, I've placed 4 different bowls of salt, sea salt. Mm-hmm. On all corners of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I change them regularly. It's been like 6 sort of months now.
Mm-hmm.
And they indicate the kind of energies that they have. Mm-hmm. Not everyone goes all mushy. Not everyone goes all hard. Mm-hmm. So they tell what kind of energy is there in each of the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite indicative. So
beautiful.
Is very right. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead and use that. Stones that are very effective. Turquoise is actually a very good stone in absorbing excessive energy that you would normally do. The thing with turquoise is that it can absorb so much that it may shatter. So it's something you do want to be aware of. But turquoise is a very strong stone for this. And I'm not talking about crystals that will repel, quote-unquote, negative energy, but instead this is just absorbing that energy so that it takes it on rather than you, because we're talking about the soul's hygiene rather than otherwise in here. Another thing that can also be used is, again, from the Huna traditions, the gift of blessings. And blessings are absolutely magnificent tools for those of us on our spiritual path. In the Huna traditions, there's one blessing in particular that I'm a major advocate of, and that is the forward blessing. And what happens with the forward blessing is that you are blessing something that has not yet happened and treating it like it has. And so, for example, say that you know that you are going to be going to a shopping mall. And as an empathetic person, shopping malls are draining for you. You just feel like you've gone through the washing machine and the dryer and you just feel tumbled. You know, it's like, oh my God, right? So a forward blessing in such a situation would be something along these lines. I bless all of you for allowing me to come through and to find my objects that I needed and for keeping the noise levels down and for allowing me to step boldly and brightly through the mall and finding exactly what I needed and for making my shopping experience most pleasurable. Oh. So now this is a big blessing because you're asking the entire world to shut up and get out of my way. But it's done in a very nice manner. It's done in a good way. And you will find that you can just carve your way right through the mall. You get exactly what you want. The clerks are there to help you. You get in and out. It's what Neelam and I call commando shopping. And you come out unscathed. This is the gift of a forward blessing. It can be utilized in any aspect of your life. When you step away from an experience, you bless the people that you encountered. So at the end of the day, as you're cutting cords, Iris, and even before you meet everybody, you send forward blessings. So a forward blessing for the start of the day would be, I bless all of you who I encounter today at my office. I bless you for your healing journey. I bless you for experiencing the love and the care in my heart, and that it has carried you further along on your healing journey. Oh, and at the end of the day, I bless you and I thank you for coming to me today. And I honor you, I see you, I recognize you, and I bless you as you walk in beauty upon your healing journey and for finding within yourself the messages, the meaning, and the gift of healing. Oh. And by doing that, you're walking this path in a good way. You're being a loving soul, a soul who's making contributions to the world. And you're not carrying the medicine of them. You're not carrying their energy. You've cut the cords and you've sent them your blessings.
Yeah.
And then they in turn, well then, through that Akka connection that you no longer own, but from them, it's going into them. And then they have the choices of their free will, of accepting or embracing. Their highest self will screen it first and say, oh yeah, my person needs this, thank you. And then it's delivered, and then their subconscious mind receives the inspiration and will either say, oh, what a wonderful idea, or, ooh, I like this, I'm going to change this up a little bit. Or they say, oh, I don't want that. But you don't have any attachment to it. And then what happens is that source that holds on to all the Akka cords, all those memories, it then takes this as brand new information, and you've just offered a beautiful gift of healing that somebody may or may not accept. And so the cutting of those cords, very important part, and that's, like I said, it's the first part of it. Another aspect, too, for our soul cleansing can take place, again, through the Huna traditions. We've talked before about the Ho'oponopono that comes from Huna. And you can take a bottle of water, and ideally, theoretically, it's in a water held in a dark blue bottle. But if you don't have that, I know it's hard to find that in India, but you just take a glass bottle, not a plastic one. You hold that bottle of water, potable water, in your hands, and you bless it. You say, I bless this beautiful sacred water, and may this water cleanse my soul. May it cleanse the soul of my family. May it bring peace to their heart. May my love flow into them through this water. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And then place the water out in the sun for about a minimum of 15 minutes. And then this is now Ho'oponopono water. It can be served to the family. It can be consumed as drinking water. You can put it into your food. You can make sauces. You can cook up your vegetables with it. You can also create sacred bathing experience. And so say you've got some Ho'oponopono water. It's time for you to have your shower. So before you go in, you hold that water, bless it again, and wash your body. And as you're doing so, envision that it's not just your body, because your body is nothing more than just a home for your temporary house for your soul. And so as you're cleansing, say, my beautiful soul, my loving soul, this is for you. And gently as you wash, envision yourself cradling your soul in your hands. Envision that you're washing your soul. Open your arms up to the sky. Sometime. You don't have to do this in the nude with the water. This is a separate experience. But you can open your hands up to the sky and look up. Say, Father, Son, cleanse my soul. In this way of being, everything is driven by your intention. It's driven by your heart. And all you have to do is you ask for it. You wish it. You make it happen. Know where it is that you want to go. What do you want to have happen? And so you open your eyes and say, Grandmother Moon, I'm sitting under your beautiful light tonight. Bathe me in your light. Cleanse my soul. Release all the concerns of this so that this may open. How many of you have ever experienced a bath in the moonlight? A moon bath. A beautiful thing. Yeah, it's a gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Pamper yourself. Invite your loved ones and say, family, come sit in silence. Let's look at the moon and ask for her to cling. And if they think you're crazy, BFD. If they don't, if they're in and want to join you, then be with it. Experience it. Because it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Other ways, too, that we can cleanse our souls, of course, through the river of life. And so right now we're going to go on a guided meditation to the river of life to experience soul cleanse there at the river. And so make sure that your hands are empty. And uncross your feet, touch the ground if you can. If you're sitting on cross-legged on a chair or something or on a bed, that's fine. And just take a nice deep breath and step into the center of your heart, into the stillness. And in this gentle stillness, tell your soul, we're going to the river of life, my friend. And breathe in. And you find yourself walking along in nature on the beautiful dirt trail. You hear the sounds of the river in the background. Your heart skips a beat. You walk down a gentle slope, and there before you is your beautiful river. And just observe. Be with your river. Notice the way that it's taking form today, the direction of the water flow. Observe its pace. Listen to its voice. Breathe in the beautiful fresh air. Look at the landscape. Has it changed since your last visit? If this is your first visit, just observe. This is a very special moment indeed. Then feel free, just take off shoes, socks, and go into the water. For this is sacred water. This is your river of life. And reach in, cup the water with your hands. And bring it to your heart and allow that water to seep through. Allow that water to touch your soul. And as you do so, your soul emerges to the forefront. As you look down, observe the hands of your soul as it scoops up this water and applies it and bathes in it. And allow your soul to wash and to cleanse. And observe with eyes of wonderment of a child the beauty of who you are at the core. The sheer beauty, the magnificence of your soul. And be one with your soul. and look at the world through the eyes of your soul. And allow yourself to feel the heart of your soul. And in this beautiful moment, be with your soul and ask it, what does it want you to do? Ask, how can I honor you? And so in this gentleness, thank your soul. Thank it for its immense beauty. And let your soul know that I am here with an awakened heart. And I promise to take good care of you as you take good care of me. And place your hands on your heart. And honor and treasure this special moment of connection. And slowly and gently step from the water and come back. Allow the soul to go within as the external you reappears. And know that this beautiful medicine exists right there in the center of your heart. And that you can connect with this beautiful essence at any time. And take one last lingering look at your beautiful river of life. And know that here too you can always come back. Thank the river. Thank the trees. Open your palms to the sky. Thank the sky. And thank the earth beneath your feet. And once again, your hands on your heart, and thank you, soul, for this beautiful journey that you share together. And turn and come back up over the hill and back upon the earthly path, slowly and gently. Return here to our room. Oho. So breathe in, have a sip of water. open up the microphone to sharing.
It was beautiful, Paul. This is Harmeet here.
I see. Hi, Harmeet.
Hi. It was really nice. Thank you for this.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. Yeah. Radhika, how was your experience? Yeah, there we go.
It was quite interesting that as I stepped into the river and I was scooping the water with my hands, it suddenly became very cold and I was feeling very uncomfortable, and I didn't know if it was the room that I had suddenly got cold, mm-hmm. or if it was me there that was feeling cold. And then there was a lot of peace. Mm-hmm. But as you said, that ask your soul what it wants you to do. Mm-hmm. No answer received at that point of time, at least, or till now, at least.
Mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, it could certainly be revisited. And one of the beauties of the way of being with the River of Life is that you can go back and you can ask the cold water. Say, my friend, you felt so cold. Please tell me about yourself. This is the million-dollar question. I share this with all of our students. Always ask, please tell me about yourself. And then you just sit back and you listen. And the messages will come. It'll tell you why it was so cold. Yeah. Remember that everything that you experience, the River of Life, is a metaphor. And so the simple question is, what does cold water mean to you? Don't think too much.
Cold. If it's excessively cold, I wouldn't think of treading into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is soothingly cold, I wouldn't mind. But it was like it really made me shiver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
may I share a metaphor with you? How I address metaphors. If this were my metaphor, a splash of cold water is a wake-up call.
Okay.
It may resonate, it may not, but if this were my metaphor, it would be like, hey, wake up. Whoa. Okay, I got you. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yes. I can resonate with that.
Okay. All right. Iris, how was your experience?
It was quite beautiful. So when we got to the River of Life, I decided that I was not just going to take off my shoes and my socks, but I was just going to go skinny dipping.
Good for you.
Which I did with my soul, and we had a great time. And then the sea creatures, the turtles were out. We could see the fish. Mm-hmm. Initially, when I saw the River of Life, it was moving a little bit faster than what it normally does.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked it to slow it down a little bit, and it told me why it was moving faster, and we kind of got the message.
Okay.
And then off in the background, before you said to return, it looked like a huge bonfire, but I realized that it was an incredible gift of the sun setting of oranges and gold.
Beautiful.
And, at first I thought it was a fire. Mm-hmm. Then I asked for clarification that said no, that it was the sun going down. And
fantastic.
Of the sky. And my soul just reminded me to continue on the path that I'm walking right now,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the clear path. It's the path that I need to take. So, so there was incredible harmony and peace, and clarity.
Beautiful. Great. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Nitish, how was your experience?
Yeah, it was good. Paul, so I'm feeling calm and integrated, and
terrific.
Basically it was like, yeah, slow down, the answers are within.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. How about for you, Abby, how was it?
So I have no words to put to it, actually. It was extremely blissful. When you, so river is something, water is something that I love, being a water sign any which ways. So when I went to the River of Life, and I immediately, before you even said remove your shoes, I was already in the water. but it was, so a lot of splashing here, there, nicely, having lots of fun. I love the playfulness of the gurgling water. It reminds me to, it reminds me of being a very curious little girl and having lots of fun. But at some point in time, when you say, I do not know when it happened, but I actually, I wouldn't write things. The soul actually became a reflection of the water. So first I was a completely, a bubble of white light, and then it was, there was no difference. I was the water. And then I was like, you know, it's just like, you know, keep, and realized that I've been on the last, today was extremely calm and soothing, and today I'm feeling grounded after quite a lot of days, after 3-4 days, and I think it exactly reflected what I'm feeling, and it just said, you know, express yourself, share yourself, share what you feel, share your experiences, and it just took me wherever, and I always say that, you know, allow me to flow wherever I'm meant to be or meant to go, and this is something that I keep repeating. And it was just such a joyful ride.
Beautiful.
Just too good.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Samir, how was it for you?
My soul actually showed up as a golden egg. And when I asked, how is it that I can acknowledge you? Even actually, I didn't ask it. The moment you were putting out the question was already out there, and it started raining quite heavily when I was standing in the water. And it felt a chapter of my life was closing. There was a one complete circle, and I was done with it. There was some resolution to some part of myself that really calmed me down. I'm feeling a lot happier, and for once, no deity showed up, no guide showed up, no PAs showed up. I was just alone with my river, and my river has this property that I become the river. So
beautiful.
It's like, it's just.
Yeah, well, that's what the river for life is all about. That river is you. You are the river. So.
Is me. So,
beautiful.
It has graduated. I mean, I actually felt a lot of Nile, River Nile in that. There were a lot of fields around. There was desert. And it was all sands, and everyone and everything around me wanted to talk to me. And they were all so involved in that entire process. And as I told you earlier as well, the sky was green, turtles were all flying above. It was all, it was really wonderful.
Beautiful.
Things,
Terrific. Terrific. And Prashant, how about for you? How was your experience?
Well, you asked us to cut all the ARCA codes and things like that. Well, it was okay, and then, you know, you said something about the soul. And then, you know, you said something about speaking to the soul and things like that. And Francesca, the memories with Francesca and where we've been together in front of, living in front of rivers. So I'm not sure if that's meant to happen at the River of Life.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happens at the River of Life happens because it's supposed to.
Yeah, because you said something specific about, because it was the River of Life, and then you introduced the souls at a specific moment. It was a sort of a specific talking to the soul. You used those words. But the moment you said that, you know, it sort of flipped to my life with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that was good or bad, but
yeah, it's good. That's a good thing, actually. Yeah, so it gives you areas of investigation. It's another layer of an onion peel.
because it's there's some, you know, the situation as it is, maybe mm-hmm. that's the reason. Who knows?
See, it's so fascinating because we live in a world that everybody wants to have a lot of consistency to, and the world is actually very much like that onion that I just mentioned about, and it's got layers upon layers and layers, and a lot of people don't even want to take off the top layer of the skin, and other ones are more than willing to unpeel it to its core, and then here comes a new one, you know, and some of us are even willing to go dancing among the roots under the ground. You know, so
it's funny you say layers, because a layer that appeared to me in the relationship is that Francesca and I have always lived in front of a water body, mm-hmm. whether it's a river in somewhere in India or the ocean. Mm-hmm. So that didn't strike me until, you know, that point.
So strong metaphors there.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, very good. And Shiv Paul, how was your experience?
It was good. When I basically asked that, what should I do to honor you? So I got some answers. Continue doing something. Then I asked that, what do you mean by that? So it basically told me to continue doing some activity which I had stopped it. Mm-hmm. You do that.
Terrific. Well, make sure that you honor that. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Listen to the soul. Most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. Yeah. Welcome, Shishant. I'm glad that you're able to join. You popped in at the tail end of the meditation, so you'll have to listen to the recording to find out what all of that was all about and the things that we had talked about. You know, but thank you so much for joining us. Yeah,
I'll certainly do that, Paul. And thank you so much for letting me in between. I feel blessed to be part of this session while at the tail end. An interesting thing happened. If I can have a minute.
Sure.
So I had the time in mind. I was about to log in 5 minutes before the actual start time. I don't know what came upon me. I said, no, it's 30 minutes late. I'm joining 30 minutes late. And then I waited. I had actually put in a calendar invite. I thought it's 30 minutes later. And then I logged in 30 minutes late. And then I realized that I have logged in late. And I felt gratitude when you still let me in. But there is so much one can experience even by listening to others' experiences. It was like, you know, those gushes of energy coming from each of those experiences, mm-hmm. and bathing means something. I feel so much more grounded even by listening to each one of them explaining that experience.
Terrific. Thank you so much. All right, so does anybody have any questions or comments about cleansing of the soul, of soul hygiene? All of you have been gifted now with the river of life. And so all you need to do is simply, you can close your eyes and just simply say, again, intention, take me to my river. All of you do that right now. It'll take you right back there. Take me to my river. Say it 3 times. Take me to my river. Take me to my river. Say, well, hello, old friend. And breathe that in. And here in the sanctity of your river of life, you'll find your connection to your soul, a connection to all of nature, a stillness and a quiet and a private sacred space that can never be intruded upon by others. You'll find your peace and your quiet in the core of your being here at the river of life. And so come on up, come on back. In less time than a stoplight, in much time as it takes to move 3 feet in auto rickshaw and traffic in Mumbai, you just went to the river of life and you got yourself supercharged. Oh. And so with that, we'll close sacred space. O spirit of the east and the south, the west and the north, grandfather sky and the earth mother and the preciousness of the seventh direction, we thank you for being with us in our sacred circle today, and for all of our dear ones who are here on the call and who will listen to the recordings later on. Keep your soul pristine and be impeccable with your soul's hygiene. And walk in beauty in accordance to nature and listen to your soul, for it will take you far upon this precious journey of this earth walk. Honor you all, oho. And so it is.